conflict of interest.
Sure.
The 33 cardiologists in West Michigan Heart, they're not employed by anybody. It's a private practice group. Is that correct?
That is exactly correct.
Does Spectrum employ cardiologists?
There are no Spectrum employed cardiologists at this time.
Good.
There are all the cardiologists practicing in the Grand Rapids area are in private practice.
Okay, thank you.
Next card is from Walter Christopherson, Michigan Building Trades.
Good morning. My name is Walter Christopherson. I'm a business rep for the Michigan Building and Construction Trades Council. And my territory is the west side of the state of Michigan. And I am here to speak on behalf of the members of the building trades on the west side of the state. We have basically two issues here, and I'll be brief, and one is cost. But first I want to preface that with saying, and it's been said a little bit here, but the Grand Rapids area is one of the few growing areas in the state of Michigan right now. And when the economy turns the corner, I have no doubt that it'll be a rapidly growing area. It's becoming a very significant part in the state of Michigan. We're very aware in the building trades that healthcare costs have been rising. They've been rising for some time. We feel that competition is important and that the Grand Rapids area, as far as the adult open heart program, that they could use a little bit more competition. We feel that in the long run, it will help with the rising costs of this part of healthcare. And that is a good thing for our members. And it's a good thing for our contractors as we sit down and we negotiate just how much our healthcare is going to grow each year. The second issue has to do with accessibility. Metro Hospital is located on the southeast side of the greater Grand Rapids area. It's very accessible to the new Highway 6 that cuts across from I-96, and it is right there by 131. And for our members that are on the southern part of this area, it is very, very accessible, and that is a big positive for our members. With that said, we support Metro in their seeking of a modification of the Certificate of Need standards for establishing and adult open heart surgery program. And we would like this commission to refer this matter to staff for review. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions? Commissioner Sandler?
I'm just going to make a comment to this gentleman. And I've been on this commission 6 years. This is the first time I ever heard a union, Mr. Miller isn't here, unfortunately, Commissioner Miller, a union person come up here and say, we need an expansion of health care in this state. I have to confess that this has been unprecedented. I'm not saying you're wrong. We could well be correct. It just isn't something we hear every day in this room. Because the Economic Alliance generally has opposed this, things like this.
I know that in the industry in which I hang out, the construction area, competition, you know, it sharpens. When there is good competition, it sharpens the efficiency and the cost.
I understand what you're saying. It just isn't what we hear from most union people.
Let me ask a question, if I may. It's Commissioner Goldman. You have asserted that competition is a good thing in the healthcare industry. Unlike construction, the healthcare industry gets its primary payment from third-party payers. And so there isn't the same competition that there is in the building trade where you do an RFP. So if I were going to have a cardiovascular procedure, I wouldn't ask five different hospitals to bid on the procedure and then get the lowest price. So it's a different model. It's a different economic model. And I guess what I'm asking you is, since you've made the assertion, do you have any data that you could give to the commission that supports your assertion that competition would drive down prices in healthcare?
No, I don't. And I understand the I don't totally understand the differences in the two types of competition, and maybe directly, with the healthcare part, it is administered as you say. But I think in the long term, where there is that good competition, that it in the long term it could stifle the rapid increase that's been taking place in healthcare.
I've heard that argument, but I've also seen healthcare costs increase as a percentage of GNP over the last several years, and I don't know, and this is why I'm asking. I have never seen an economic study showing that competition drives costs down. Indeed, the mantra is a built bed is a filled bed, so that if you have more beds, you actually increase rather than decrease costs. So I'm just interested. If the trade association has data, we would love to see it. Let me make one other general statement, because several people have alluded to this by saying things like, "I know you didn't intend the following consequences." This is going to be a surprise to all of you, but part of certificate of need is a monopoly. There are haves and there are have-nots, and it's designed that way because the economic model, as we understand it, is that in this industry, monopoly stabilizes costs rather than drive costs up. If people have data that suggests that the model is incorrect, then the commission and the department would be delighted to see that data. But so far, the notion is controlling access to services saves costs. Increasing access to services in some cases increases costs. We are a state that, because of certificate of need, does not have specialty hospitals, does not have direct competition with emergency rooms, and we believe that has saved costs over time. So when people make the assertion that you made, I am interested to see if it is backed up by good economic data.
Commissioner Angeloni. This is a question to you, Chairman Goldman. I appreciate your point, but to your point on cost, isn't it true that certain insurance contracts are negotiated? I'm not talking about Medicare and Medicaid, but other managed health care plans, other plans are negotiated according to price. And in that vein, if there is a sole provider, the impetus for driving the price down is not very good. So I think with that modification, I want to point that out.
I believe that certain insurance companies negotiate with providers, not with patients. Blue Cross never comes to me and says, or any other insurance company, I'm not picking on Blue Cross, never comes to me and says, "How much are you willing to pay for your insurance this year?" I have a choice of insurance companies, and I can compare costs in that sense, but I have no bargaining power with any of the insurance companies as a consumer. The providers have some bargaining power, but the insurance companies can also do things like centers of excellence, and only those places will get certain kinds of patients. So in that sense, you're correct. There is some bargaining, and it may be that competition there might be useful. I don't know. Again, what I was asking was, is there data to support the assertion?
Yeah, can I comment on that? I don't wish to prolong this. First, there's no good data on any of the things we've talked about. There's no good data that would say that certificate of need actually saves money. When we had the two Duke University professors here, they thought it was about a wash. The Economic Alliance claims to have this data, but their methodology has never been evaluated. The FTC in the Bush administration actually came out against certificate of need using the argument that this gentleman used. Therefore, it's not clear the role of CON and competition involving costs. What I think is a stronger argument, which I have said publicly for many years for CON, is I believe that the volume that you do is related to the quality of care and less complications and all types of good things, and therefore have, and there is data in the literature that supports that. And I do believe that the CON encouraging a quality standards based on volume, based on specialists doing certain things, et cetera, is an important attribute of what we do.
Well,
the costs are more fuzzy, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, that's why I'm asking for if anybody has any data. But we can certainly talk about the values of certificate of need other than cost, having to do with quality of services, having to do with access, having to do with preventing hospitals from moving a facility out of an area that they don't feel is desirable to a different area, leaving people without health care. There's all those things. But I was just asking, when somebody says competition will save money, I'm, because of what you said, I'm interested in seeing if there's any data behind it. Thank you.
Some time ago, the CON Commission, not the CON Commission, the department's division that puts on that deals with the program side and approvals, put on a program dealing with CON, and one of their speakers was an out-of-state person who did have some data and did talk to CON actually having a positive effect on lowering costs. Maybe you could check with Larry Horvath to see if you can come up with that information.
Right. No, I actually saw that data.
Okay.
But yeah, we can present that. All right.
Thank you.
So thank you, Cheryl Miller, Trinity Health.
Good morning. My name is Cheryl Miller. I'm Director of Operations Performance Leadership at Trinity Health's corporate office in Novi. Today I'm here to read a letter that was put together by the President and CEO of Trinity Health, Joe Swedish, who is unable to be with you today because he's out of town. On behalf of Trinity Health's 15 Michigan hospitals, which include St. Mary's Healthcare in Grand Rapids and Mercy Health Partners in Muskegon, we would like to support Metropolitan Hospital's request to have the current CON standards for open heart surgery reviewed. Trinity Health has a long history of supporting a strong CON program in Michigan, and that support certainly continues today. With hospitals in 7 states, 3 with CON programs and 4 without, we see the positive impact that CON programs can have on promoting appropriate competition while maintaining lower costs and the efficient use of costly technology. Michigan's CON process ensures that a thorough review of the issues is conducted with ample opportunity for provider, payer, and public input. Trinity has been an active participant in the review of many standards over the years and believes that the current review process serves our state well. Trinity Health also has a solid track record of collaborative initiatives with other healthcare providers in Michigan, such as the Michigan Stroke Network, the Mercy Cancer Network, and partners at HART in Port Huron. Trinity Health is supportive of the opportunity for a competitive open heart surgery program in Kent County that demonstrates a focus on quality, improved access, and value. And on behalf of Mr. Swedish, we thank you for this opportunity to provide comment.
Thank you, Cheryl. Questions? Commissioner Goldman, Cheryl, the letter doesn't say, and I know you can't read your president and CEO's mind, but this does say to have the open heart surgery standards reviewed. Has it generally been Trinity's position that you review standards when they come due or that you review standards out of order?
No, typically Trinity obviously does support the process, but if something does come up, I mean, we believe that the process allows for a vetting of an issue and let the commission and the Department of Community Health make a determination, has something changed so significantly that would warrant an out-of-scheduled review. And so, again, supporting the process that's very open and transparent, we believe certainly that this would qualify.
Right. So the process is taking things in normal term or taking things out of term if something has changed dramatically.
Yes.
So we would have to have evidence of a dramatic change.
Yes.
Thank you. Commissioner Hagnow?
Just in your long-term experience, because I know you've been around a long time, one thought that I have, in a good way.
I'm a grandmother now, so that's okay.
I meant that respectfully. This idea of monopoly and competition, I'm wondering if we are not saying that they're mutually exclusive in that there is a gain with a monopolistic CON system until you get to a certain size. I mean, if you look at southeastern Michigan, maybe they'd have 3,000 cases and should all go to one place, but that would be probably not as effective, both from access and from cost.
Certainly.
So I'm going on an assumption here that it's possible to have competition once you've reached a certain number. And do you have any, where I get to the heart of the question to you as an experienced person, is do you have any way of this cost data showing that would be true? In other words, when there is competition and there's 300 or 500 in two places, that there would be a lower cost than what there would be if there is only one, a true monopolistic system.
Well, I haven't seen Mr. Horvath's report that Mr. Goldman alluded to, and I don't know if anything like that is in there. But I think that is the age-old question, and certainly the issue of charges versus costs plays into this. And as another commissioner had mentioned, Medicare and Medicaid, government, you get what you get. Commercial, it's negotiated. So I think it would be a fascinating question to evaluate should this move forward for discussion and review of the standards.
Commissioner Hagenow, this is Commissioner Darimo. There is an economic law, it's macroeconomics, called diseconomies of scale, that you can get economies up to a certain point, and then you start, after a certain size, you have diseconomies of scale.
Right, that's not what I'm thinking.
But that's never been really, that's been more equated in manufacturing. It really hasn't, I mean, there hasn't been enough study, I think, in healthcare to know exactly where that diseconomy of scale mark is.
It would make a big difference to me as a commissioner if there could be more data, even if there's questions thrown out about it, but rather than that we want to open it up 2 years early on the basis that we think this. I mean, that there should be some data gathering with more pointing, at least, to the fact that there would be a cost impact by having a second program or a cost reduction.
Other questions or comments? Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you.
John Mosley, Spectrum Health.